Obviously, before we start, just really a dark day, tough day, losing Junior. I've known Junior for probably one of my 60. I've known him since I was in college. You know, he was one of the guys, him and Quentin Buckner, that would call me at Marquette to get me to go play with the Bucks, of all places. And, you know, when you think about Junior's life, you know, I keep thinking about, like, LeBron and Magic and how influential they are to our league, and they are, and what they've done off the court is amazing. But the role model we should have is Junior Bridgman. When you think about it, here's a guy that I think the most he made was with $300,000 in his career. And he's an owner, you know. So think about that kid growing up, wanting to be an NBA player was probably his dream, and he turned that dream into being an NBA owner. And if that's not what every kid should aspire to do, you know, I was even reflecting on my career, you know, as a coach, and, you know, I've won titles, I've topped and all that stuff, and you should really want to be like Junior. I mean, when you think about it, he is the exact model that the league should use every day when they're talking to our young players. So, tough day, just really a tough day. You know, in a day like this, I just reflect on me a lot, too. I'm really blessed. Like, there's a lot of benefits for me coming back to Milwaukee that I didn't, like, anticipate. I had no idea that the Junior was going to get back into the Bucks and be an owner. And then we restarted a relationship. We stayed in contact still throughout the years. You know, he flew me down to go to the Kentucky Derby with him. So we had a relationship, but I didn't talk to him a lot. And then all of a sudden, he's back in. And, you know, when you tell people, you know, people say seize the day and all this stuff, I'm really like, you know, the last conversation I had with Junior was about using him to mentor the young players and trying to figure out a way of doing that. And we never got to it, you know, because you thought there were time. The second side of Junior was the first side, though. Like, when he was an NBA player, if you had just met him on the street, you wouldn't have known. He wouldn't have told you, and he didn't act like it. When he became a billionaire, you wouldn't have known, and he would not have told you, and he didn't act like it. You know, the word gentleman is like gentleman. That is as good as you can get with Junior.